Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. And your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Now, as always, set your watch, because in exactly 60 minutes, like some kind of David Copperfield slash Houdini magician trick, Wayne will find his way through your audio speakers, into your ears, into your brain, as he does each and every day of the week. But again, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the first hour is manned by yours truly. I am Lee Elsey. You can find out more about me, LeeElsey.com. If you don't know how to spell it, I don't blame you. It's LeeElsey.com. You can email me, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. Down there in Dallas, Texas right now, spinning the buttons. No. Pushing the buttons, yeah, spinning the dials, making sure we're on the air, is the great Christopher. Christopher's other job is also to make sure that the guest host's fragile ego is not broken by harsh criticism. So, I know everybody wants to talk about the border, and I also want to make sure that we're well aware that the border of the United States of America is a sieve. It's an absolute disgrace, and the Biden administration has purposely made it that way. They have gone out of their way to lie to the American people over and over and over again about just about every topic, by the way. Not just the border, but the border is the latest issue that's at hand. And we'll get to a lot of the border conversation in a bit. I do have three different guests who will join me right here in the very first hour. Steve Turley will be with us. Also, Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. And my good friend, Congressman, former Congressman Rob Simmons will join me in a little while as well. And, of course, Wayne will be here at the top of the hour once again to knock it out of the park. I want to start, though, with some audio. A friend of mine, Tom, sent me this audio a couple of days ago, and I played it on the morning show. I don't know if Wayne's played it yet. If not, I think it's worthy of national attention. Let me quickly set the scene for you. It is a school board meeting. It happened about a month ago. District 49, and a gentleman by the name of Derek Wilburn gets up to speak about critical race theory. Now, behind him is a auditorium or half of a gym filled with concerned parents who want to talk about this issue. And this gentleman gets up to speak, and he's black, and he is so on point that everyone needs to hear this. So if you're parking your car right now, getting ready to go into a 7-Eleven in Las Vegas, or you're down there in Dallas, Texas, getting ready to, you know, go inside because you're home after a hard day's work, wait, just wait 3 minutes. And listen to this guy. Listen to the way he sees critical race theory and the way he sees the United States of America.
Good evening, board. I'd like to begin my comments tonight by reading a quote, which in essence is the genesis of all of this Black Lives Matter, social justice, CRT conversations we're having in our country today. Quote, "I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color," close quote. Colin Kaepernick, August 2016. I am the direct descendant of the North American slave trade. Both my parents are black. All four of my grandparents are black. All eight of my great-grandparents, all 16 of my great-greats. On my mother's side, my ancestors were enslaved in Alabama. On my father's side, we were enslaved in Texas. I am not oppressed. I'm not oppressed, and I'm not a victim. I'm neither oppressed nor a victim. I travel all across this country of ours. and I check into hotels, and I fly commercially, and I walk into retail establishments, and I order food in restaurants. I go wherever I want, whenever I want. I am treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, literally from coast to coast. I have three children. They are not oppressed either, although they are victims. I've taught my children they are victims of three things: their own ignorance, their own laziness, and their own poor decision-making. That is all. My children, we are not victims of America. We are not victims of some unseen 190-year-old force that kind of floats around in the ether. Putting critical race theory into our classrooms is taking our nation in the wrong direction. Racism in America would by and large be dead today if it were not for certain people and institutions keeping it on life support. And sadly, one of those institutions is the American education system. I can think of nothing more damaging to a society than to tell a baby born today that she has grievances against another baby born today simply because of what their ancestors may have done two centuries ago. There is simply no point in doing that to our children. And putting critical race theory into our classrooms in part does that. Putting critical race theory into our classrooms is not combating racism. It's fanning the flames of what little embers are left. I encourage you to support this resolution. Let racism die the death it deserves, and let's keep living the life of country that we want.
I mean, honestly, what else needs to be said? That guy smacks it out of the park, a home run, no question about it, no doubt. Or even, you know, some of the school board members who normally are, again, the antithesis of everything that he said are standing up in unison to celebrate that speech. The United States is the least racist nation on earth. And I can make an argument that's the least racist country in the history of this planet. Yes, there has been racism. Yes, there still is racism. There's no question about that. And, you know, whether or not it's completely defeated in your lifetime or my lifetime, well, that, I guess, remains to be seen. But I think the essence of what he says is something that I firmly believe in, and I've believed in this ever since I started to talk on the radio 20-something years ago, which is racism dies a little bit every day. It is being wiped out by just the change in generations. The new generations see things differently than past generations. You may have a father or a grandfather or a grandmother who believes a certain way, and maybe sometimes they say things that make you cringe a little bit because that's what was going on in their generation. It's different now. It's very different now than it was then. And it'll be different for your kids and your kids' kids as opposed to the way they see it or we see it now. Racism dies a little bit every day. I could not agree with him more. American children should be taught their country is, it's a great place, not inherently evil. Parents should demand that history be taught, the correct history, not some made-up phony history that is out to project America as a nation that was built on the backs of slavery, because it wasn't. It's that's simply not true. All right, I wanted to play that because I think it was very important that folks got a chance to listen to that and hear that gentleman and hear his voice, because I think it speaks volumes. That's point one. Point two, I want to play another minute or so of audio, and this one actually had me laughing on the ground here in the studio when I heard it earlier today. So my senator in the state of Connecticut is Richard Blumenthal, Dickie Blumenthal, or Da-Nang Dick, as they like to call him here in the state of Connecticut. Now, Da-Nang Dick was chatting about voter fraud and voter oppression, et cetera, in the hallowed halls of the Senate. And Senator Cruz decided he wanted to weigh in, and Cruz challenged Dick Blumenthal. And, well, the end result to me is laughable. The audio is funny enough, but the look on Da-Nang Dick's face is priceless.
Actually, if I can briefly, Mr. Chairman, you said in your remarks that my questions were a partisan diatribe. And I do want to briefly point out, I just want to quote from the United States Supreme Court, Justice Stevens' opinion for the majority for six justices, where he described laws preventing voter fraud as, quote, protecting public confidence in the integrity of the electoral process, which has independent significance because it encourages citizen participation in the democratic process. As the Carter-Baker Report observed, and here the court quotes from Democratic President Jimmy Carter and Republican Secretary of State James Baker, quote, the electoral system cannot inspire public confidence if no safeguard exists to deter or detect fraud or to confirm the identity of voters. So apparently the views of President Jimmy Carter, the views of a six-justice majority of the Supreme Court are deemed by some members of this committee to be simply a partisan diatribe. And if that's the case, I would ask the chairman, you talked about the laws in Connecticut, why is it that Connecticut has lower African-American registration and lower African-American turnout than Georgia and Mississippi?
You know, I'm really not here to debate.
Oh.
Subscribe to Justice Stevens' opinion and to the views of former President Carter, a distinguished Southerner.
Yeah.
And I'm going to turn to another distinguished Southerner, Senator Klein.
I should run against him as well.
That speaks volumes.
And it's almost like everybody in the room was laughing because they know Blumenthal got called out by a master debater and didn't want anything to do with Senator Cruz. All right, there you go. That's the opening here. Wayne Allen Root again will be here at the top of the hour. Please don't go anywhere. I got some great guests coming up. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allen Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. One of our main men, Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation, is joining us. Before I get to the issues at the border, which I want to spend the most time on, I want you to comment on Biden's speech, if you can, just for a minute or two, as far as his speech at the UN. To me, it was a sell job on globalism. He just kind of picked up the ball where Obama dropped it and tried to take that globalism mantra across the goal line. What do you make of it?
You know, I can't get away from the contrast between the claim that America is back and the reality that this president has made us weaker than ever on the global stage, right? That is what Biden voters were promised, is that, you know, Trump has sullied our reputation in the globe, and Biden's going to bring us back. And that's just not true, right? If you look at what happened in Afghanistan, you look at, you know, the sort of weight that he's able to throw or change that he's able to affect on the level of, you know, the U.N. General Assembly. You look at Boris Johnson able to take questions from the press yesterday and Joe Biden not able to take questions from the press. And it's just weakness on global television and makes me sick to my stomach.
Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation. T.P. Binion is his Twitter handle, and you got to go follow him. Always good stuff coming out of that. All right, so give me one reason, just give me one good reason why it would be advantageous for someone, you know, working as a truck driver in Iowa or a farmer in Ohio or working as a sales associate in Seattle, Washington, or any job somebody might have. Why is it advantageous for an American citizen? Why is it good for them that Haitians are flooding and invading the border of the United States of America? Why?
There is no way in which it is positive for the American system. The political sales job on that is a guilt trip, right? You still there, Lee?
Oh yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. the sales job it's a political guilt trip,
yeah.
Right? It is. You know, it is playing on the fact that we are the most generous people on planet Earth. But you need to know, we are already the most generous in terms of immigration. We are already the most generous in terms of refugees. But we're not going to be able to do that forever if we aren't a country of law, if we are a country with borders, if there isn't somebody that we say no to. And, you know, you ask for one reason it's good for the American citizen. There are zero reasons it's good for the American citizen, but there are 10,000 that it is bad.
Right.
The effects of this, right, the reason there are 10,000 Haitians on the border is because the border has been wide open all year, and it's been evident to everybody around the globe that all you've got to do is show up in Mexico and you can walk across the border. And, you know, if you're one of the lucky, you could probably get caught by Border Patrol, probably be released into the interior of the country with authorization to work. You know, that's happening every day on the border. And so the incentive to do what these Haitians have done is through the roof. And it's only going to grow and grow and grow. And this is a crisis that has already spiraled out of control and is showing no signs of stopping. And I just want to make one other point here. That's the backdrop to the fact that the Democrats in Congress are trying to get amnesty done this month. They are trying to welcome these folks and give them citizenship this month on that $3.5 trillion bill. It's insanity.
Tommy, is this just the Democrats being sinister, trying to change the demographics of the country, or is there something else going on here?
That is a goal, for sure. It is definitely an outcome. The demographics will change dramatically. But I think the more impactful change is the deletion, erasing of the rule of law. If we don't have laws that are enforceable, then the progressive agenda is that much more likely palatable. That's how you get socialism, is by making it so that we don't have a system of laws that makes sure that people have equal opportunity but not equal outcome, that makes sure that criminals are punished and people that do the right thing succeed. You have to, if you want to achieve the progressive agenda, you have to erase the rule of law. And so immigration is one of the biggest contexts in which they're looking to achieve that goal. And to me, that's way more impactful than the demographic change, the fact that we will no longer be a country where you can rely on the government to enforce the law.
All right, Tommy, the music is playing. I got to go. As always, I appreciate your time. Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation, T.P. Binion on Twitter. Check him out. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say 13 people have been shot at a Kroger store in Tennessee. Collierville Police Chief Dale Lane says the scene is secure.
At this time, the shooter is deceased. We believe that's going to be from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Lane also confirming there is one deceased victim. Collierville is located just outside of Memphis. Tens of thousands of migrants are traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border to seek asylum, but the number of illegal immigrants coming are overwhelming border towns. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is no fan of how the Biden administration is handling the border crisis.
I'm not unhappy. I am pissed. Secretary Mayorkas needs to resign. He's completely incompetent. The border is not closed. It has been surrendered.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
We love bringing on this next guest. We've talked to him maybe half a dozen times in the past. His name is Dr. Stephen Turley, and we always cover all kinds of different topics. Good afternoon, sir.
Thanks for having me back.
We always appreciate you coming on. So real quick, we'll do the website first. Where do folks go to learn more about you?
They can go to my site, turleytalks.com. It's my last name, T-U-R-L-E-Y, talks, one word, .com, or just punch in Dr. Steve Turley on YouTube. We are closing in on about 800,000 subscribers. It's really exciting.
Now, are you still doing daily blasts with YouTube or no?
Absolutely. Two videos a day, analyzing current events in light of conservative trends.
Okay, very good. So it appears we have a general who likes to warn our sworn enemy, his counterpart, if we plan on attacking. This is treasonous, right?
Oh, my heavens, yeah. Oh, my heavens, absolutely. If we're talking about circumventing the chain of command for determining foreign policy, this is about as direct a strike at the heart of our democratic constitutional republic that you can possibly get. I mean, you're going to hear a lot of gaslighting going on right now. Oh, Milley was worried about Trump being unstable and blah, blah, blah. There is no constitutional justification whatsoever for him to take these kind of actions of contacting his counterpart in China to warn him that he's worried about a possible attack against China and that he would end up warning him, he would alert China if such a surprise attack were to be launched. This isn't just circumventing the president. This is actually establishing foreign policy by a military officer. That's a military dictatorship. This is an unelected fellow determining foreign policy. So we don't have – and then, you know, to turn around and tell his officials – you know, don't listen to anyone else but me, and to start making it more difficult for Trump to have access to nuclear codes. This was absurd. He could have gone out and easily said, you know, I have to blow the whistle here. This president is unstable. I can't sit in good conscience and allow this instability to threaten our nation. He could have done that. But then he can't be an officer. He has to resign. He has to allow his duties as a citizen to Trump, no pun intended, his duties as an officer who has taken allegiance to obey the chain of command, starting with a civilian president. He chose to circumvent that to the point where I think it's one of the single most glaring assaults on our Constitution we've seen perhaps in our lifetime.
I think something that's flying under the radar with this too is not being mentioned. Maybe it is. Maybe I just haven't heard it anywhere else. But I mean, in doing so, how many American soldiers would you be putting in harm's way, in jeopardy, by making that kind of sending that kind of warning to the Chinese? Right. I mean, if you're listen, no one's advocating for war, and no one wants to see it happen. But if in fact it were to get to that point for whatever reason, and Trump were to give an order like that, are you about to throw your own men in harm's way to appease the Chinese? Because that's essentially what I'm hearing when I hear that.
Yeah, it's a reverse Paul Revere. I mean, that's what it is.
There you go.
You know, the Americans are coming. The Americans are coming, and I mean, you can't even imagine the carnage that would result from such an act. Absolutely, no question about it. I think you got it. And plus, too, you have to think this through. Trump is the first president in our lifetime that didn't start a single new war.
Such a good point. Such a good point.
Right. There's no Grenadas here, okay? There's no Kosovos. There's no Persian Gulf One. There's no, you know, no Afghanistans, no Iraqs. He's as isolationist as you can get. So this to me, it sounds to me like they got caught being woke. And being woke, when all said and done, is the belief that our entire nation systemically is racist. It's set up for the benefit of one race at the expense of all others. And the attempt to try to bring justice to that is producing all of this white rage and white fragility that General Milley actually testified to, and they saw Trump as the ultimate embodiment of it. And so they did. They, when you have that kind of view, you see yourself as rational and as liberal by definition. And by definition of it, anyone who is not you is by definition irrational and repressive, and that's just how woke people view Trump. It's called Trump derangement syndrome.
Sure is. We're talking to Dr. Stephen Turley. You can go on his website, turleytalks.com. There, again, to echo what you had just said, there is a piece written by you up there right now, Massive Backlash Against Woke Culture Will Destroy the Left. So is it your contention that the average knuckle-dragging American who's listening to us right now eventually will get to a point where they'll push back? I mean, you see that?
Have you been hearing the college football stadium?
I have. I can't laugh hard enough when I see that.
Yeah, right. UConn and all, absolutely. Yeah,
sure.
No question. People can only be pushed so far by a permanent political class elite. And this goes way beyond politics, so this has nothing to do with ideology, it has nothing to do with partisanship, right versus left, Republican versus Democrat. It really is people versus a permanent political class that's more and more trying to rule our lives, and quite literally our bodies.
Right.
And so absolutely, I think you're seeing it all kinds of ways. There was a very fascinating survey that came out not too long ago called More in Common. It had over 8,000 respondents, and they asked them if they thought political correctness was a problem in our country, political correctness just being another kind of woke. 75% of respondents said yes, political correctness is a major problem in our country. That cut across every racial demographic. It cut across every age demographic. Even 70% of those under 24 thought political correctness was a major problem. 64% believe cancel culture is a threat to freedom. Right now, as we speak, school boards are being recalled across the nation at record numbers. Of course, there's one Axios report that found that right now there are 2 to 3 times more recall efforts going on throughout the nation. For, again, let this hit you, school boards. What could possibly be more boring than a school board meeting? Well, I could tell you, with all the CRT that's getting, critical race theory, it's getting shoved down our students' throat via the curriculum, parents have risen up and they are spitting mad, and they are putting these school boards on notice. In fact, we have a record number of them that are, in fact, banning CRT. They're not even waiting for governors to do it. They're just doing it at local level. So the backlash is real, and I think in many ways it's just gotten started.
All right, let me ask you one more before we run out of time. We're talking with Dr. Stephen Turley. You can check out his website. We'll get to that before we do run out of time here. And all week long, one of the major things we have been talking about has been a mandate, if you will, a vaccine mandate from this president. Talking to businesses earlier in the week, he actually mandated that people in the government have to get it, except, of course, people who are congressmen and people who are their subordinates and postal workers, the 600,000 of those folks. But, I mean, I don't know how you feel about this. I'm wild about the idea. When I say wild, I mean angry about the idea of just stomping all over my individual freedoms. You know, you make your own choices whether you get this vaccine or not. But for him to tell businesses to go after your job, your livelihood,
yeah.
What do you make of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're expressing the sentiment that football stadiums have expressed in a far more colorful and simple way. You got it, and I do. I think that's exactly what you're seeing in college. And look, when all said and done, Lee, this has to do with, pundits have been writing about this. This really strikes at the core of what it means to be an American. I mean, this is an identity issue. It's not an ideology issue. And that's why it's so nerve-wracking for Biden, because it does promise to create a solid political coalition that extends way beyond simply right versus left or Republican versus Democrat. This is a populist coalition that could really remake politics. Yeah, the latest Trafalgar poll that just came out the other day found that 60% of likely voters believe that these mandates are ridiculous. They want nothing to do with them. This was a miscue for Biden. I guess his advisors did some poll testing on it. They thought they could I remember they changed the word mandates. He never uses mandates anymore. He only uses requirements. So, you know, they did some sampling there to find out what language, but it didn't work in the end. Because, again, Biden's not a very good spokesman or salesperson.
Right.
So, absolutely, I think you're in a clear supermajority. And I think, again, just as the more they fumble and bumble this whole thing, the more Fauci comes out and just looks so arrogant and so tone deaf. I just think the more and more people are going to say, look, when all's said and done, we know we can't fully defeat this thing because it's a virus. It's out in nature. You know, animals can get this virus. We can't fully defeat it, like polio, for example.
Right.
But we can defang it. We can certainly make it rather impotent. We're doing actually a fantastic job at that. So let us live our lives. Let's keep defanging it and back off. And I think that sentiment is growing more and more in Europe and around the world. And eventually world leaders are going to have to respond, or else they're going to have to look for another job.
Doc, I can't thank you enough. It's always a great conversation with you. One more time, where can folks learn more about you?
TurleyTalks.com or just punch in Dr. Steve Turley on YouTube. You'll find my channel there as well. Two videos a day.
My friend, have a good one. I appreciate it. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assemble a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Alrighty, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wrapping up the first hour here. Wayne will be here in just a couple of minutes taking over. But before we do wrap up this hour, I want to bring on one of my good pals, former congressman. And again, he is also a colonel, full-blown colonel in the Army, and a Vietnam veteran and a member of the CIA as well. That's the great Rob Simmons. And Rob, I want to focus on the border with you. Correct me if I'm wrong, but most sovereign nations have walls or borders around their borders.
Yeah, sovereign nations do that. Sometimes they put up fences.
Yes.
They put up fences so that you don't end up with 10 or 15,000 people under a bridge living in conditions that, according to the New York Post, are misery and squalor in third world USA. Door is secretly open. Jopen. They call it Jopen. The door is secretly Jopen. Shocking White House lie over deportations. Biden said he'd deport the migrants, but he's secretly letting them in.
Yeah.
Remember you saw a Coast Guard airplane loading the Haitians? Going to take them back to Haiti.
Yeah.
Where'd they go?
They went around the United States.
They went to Laredo, Texas. Yeah. They never went to Haiti.
No.
Never got back to Haiti. The pilot must have gotten lost.
Maybe.
We tell the American people one thing, but, you know, it's all perfectly okay to do something else.
Yeah.
Because that's what Joe wants.
Can I ask you one question about Joe?
Yeah.
How many times do you think Joe Biden's been to the border?
Never.
President Biden ever been to the southern border?
In his life?
Yes.
I will have to look back in my history books.
Circle back.
The times he's been to the southern border.
We have been looking all morning, and we cannot find any record of him visiting the border as president, vice president, senator, or even as a concerned citizen. Why would that be?
I can check and see when the last time or when he may have been.
So one of the
why
biggest,
could that be, Lee?
Because he doesn't care.
He doesn't give a damn. Yeah, as far as he's concerned, we don't need borders. He goes up to the UN and is up there schmoozing with all of those goofballs, saying, "Yeah, the UN really it should be this should be global government. What some people call globaloney.
Globaloney.
That we don't need borders. The borders are they're an arbitrary line, you know, written in the sand there.
Yeah.
But here's the interesting thing, Lee." As we look at this border crisis where the administration has lied through their teeth.
Sure.
They've lied through their teeth to the American people. They're not transparent. They're worse than transparent. They're lying.
Yeah.
Bunch of liars. How did the state of Texas begin to contain the flow along the border where tens of thousands of people are wading across at a dam? They're wading across the top of the dam on the Rio Grande. How did they slow that down, Lee.
They brought in a bunch of police cruisers.
Well, the police cruisers. Yeah, I'm looking at this picture of the police cruisers, page 7 of the New York Post, folks. Check it out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's probably 150 to 200 police cruisers spread out along the river.
Sure.
Do those police cruisers create a sort of a wall?
A wall. Yeah.
And it's kind of working, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because where you don't have cruisers, you have guys on horses.
Yeah.
Yeah, riding back and forth.
Sure.
And when you're riding back and forth on a horse, are people just, you know, jumping in front of the horse?
Hopefully not.
No, because a horse is a big animal.
Sure
you don't want to be doing that.
Yeah.
And I don't see people jumping over the police cars.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. If the police cars work as a wall.
Yeah.
Why don't you just build a wall?
Would have been smart to do that.
Why don't we just build a wall?
Yeah.
Do we don't have the money for that?
No, we have plenty of money.
We have tons of money for that.
We have tons of money, sure.
And have we built walls elsewhere?
Of course
we have.
Yeah.
But we don't seem to have a wall right here in this little town in Texas, because if I look at the photos, I don't see a wall.
No wall.
Yeah. So
who wanted to build a wall down there?
Trump wanted to build a wall.
That's right.
And there are a lot of people in America that wanted to build a wall.
Right.
I want to build a wall.
Sure.
I think walls work.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I know the 12-foot-high wall works around Nancy Pelosi's house.
Sure.
And I know when there was a demonstration in Washington, D.C. recently to protest the arrest of 400 or 500 protesters.
Mm-hmm.
No, these weren't Antifa protesters.
Yeah.
This was Ma and Pa
from
Indiana who happened to show up with an American flag and a Trump banner. Maybe didn't even go up to the Capitol, just kind of sat on the mall, but they were there. They probably did a couple of selfies and shared it with their kids. Well, of course, Uncle Sam, big uncle, he's out there watching the selfies. So these, you know, Ma and Pa Kettle got themselves arrested.
Yeah.
And they're in jail for just being there.
Okay,
but there was no wall then,
no,
was there?
No wall. Well, now there's a wall, though.
There's a wall now.
Now there's fencing up
there. And how? What happened? Did they get into the Capitol again?
No.
No, nobody got into the Capitol this time. Why is that, Lee?
Because there's a fence.
Because there was a fence.
There's a fence.
There
up
was
there.
A wall.
Yeah.
So Nancy's wall works at the Capitol when you use it.
Sure.
When you don't use it, it doesn't work. And people come in and steal your laptop and put their dirty little feet on your desk, Nancy. Tough luck. But when you put the wall up, they don't get in.
It seems to work.
Hello?
We've got the great Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman. I believe you may have served with this woman. I want to play a little audio for you.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, not only did they have the police cruisers down there forming a barricade, they also brought some men on horseback.
Yeah.
And Maxine Waters wasn't too happy.
Oh, yes.
What we witnessed takes us back hundreds of years.
Oh.
What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery.
All right, Colonel, the music's playing. I gotta go. I'm out of time. Thanks, as always. Wayne Allen Root is here. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
83.